Lord God Almighty, we worship you, we adore you. Only you can make a way, Lord, where there's no way. This morning we are asking, Father, that you meet us all at the point of our needs. For in Jesus' name we pray. Today we will pray, but please sit down. But briefly, I will just give my exhortation and then we start to pray. And so today, you can just sit for a few minutes. Today, I want to talk on what I can call on him. Call on him. I take my text from Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. It says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call to me, I will answer you. You see, if you check it up, call to me is to shout to one in an attempt to draw their attention. It is to shout to draw attention. The NCV says, New King James Version says, pray to me and I will answer you. I will tell you important secrets you have never heard before. So it says, call to me. That is, cry out to me, shout to me, or pray to me. If you pray to me, I will answer you. I will answer you. And then I want to quickly look at two ways of praying. What is prayer? It's the way we communicate with God. It's a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. So, when we look at prayers, there are two ways to pray. One, supplication. A plea for personal help. If you look at Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 55, there's a story of a man called blind Bartimaeus. He needed help personally, and he cried out to God. He had nobody to help him. In verse 46, it says, now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was the one coming, he began to cry out. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. So when the Bible says, call to me, I will answer you. This guy had the revelation. He shouted, Jesus, son of David, have mercy. And Jesus, because it's a promise, he answered him. The other one is intercession. That is petition on behalf of one's neighbor or somebody else. And there's a story also, Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 7. The centurion. His servant needed help and he couldn't give that help. In verse 5, it says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him. He called to Jesus, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Why? He had cried to God on behalf of someone else. So this morning, actually, while we get into the mood of praying, you either pray for yourself, for some things that you think that God has to do for you, or you pray for someone that you know that God must do something for. And just maybe both. You are praying for yourself, you're also praying, looking up to God, crying to God to pray for others. Praise the Lord. Now, what is the assurance that if you pray, something will happen? Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever, whether you are a child, whether you are an adult, whether you are a girl, whether you are a boy, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But he said further, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? If you don't believe Jesus, how can you call him? And he said, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Evangelism is important. Let them know. So, once you know about Jesus, you can believe, and then you can actually call. And when you call, there will be answer. How would they hear without a preacher? You have to be the preacher to help others. So Psalm 50 verse 15 says, call upon me. The same thing. Say, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. Once you call on him, it's an open check. Call on me. He said, I will answer. But here in Psalm 50, he says, I will deliver you when you are in trouble, and you shall glorify me. You see, Esther in the Bible, in Esther chapter 4, verse 16, if you read it, there was trouble for the Jews. They were going to be exterminated. Esther fasted and he called on God. And you know the rest of the story. God delivered the people. In James 5:13, Jesus asked, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. So this morning, are you worried? Are you worried about the future? Are you worried about your children? Are you worried about your health? Are you worried about your marriage? Are you worried? What exactly are you worried about? Is it your finance? Are you worried that you are going to fail? Are you worried about your environment? Are you worried about Nigeria? Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Is it sickness? Pray. 2 Kings 21:5, God told Ezekiel, who was very sick, to prepare for his death. He faced the wall and called on God and prayed earnestly. God sent Isaiah back to tell him that more years were added. God sent to him, you are going to die. Put your house in order. But he prayed. You see, when you call on God, he said he will answer. Ezekiah cried to God, and God honored the prayer. He said, okay, go back to him. He has caught the vision. He understood. That man had rhema. The Bible said he faced the wall. He cried to God. No distraction. This morning, there must be no distraction. He called on God, and God came down to help him. Is it barrenness? Pray. Genesis 25:21 says, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. She was barren. Said, Isaac prayed. If you pray, God will answer. He prayed. And God answered and said, the woman that was barren conceived. Is it a demonic attack or oppression? Pray. Mark 9:17-27, if you read it. Here, there was a boy who was tormented by the deaf and dumb spirit. Oftentimes, he would be thrown into water and fire when convulsing. The day the father called on Jesus for help, the child got his deliverance. Is it a death situation? Pray. John 11:33-43, Jesus was called unto a death situation. Lazarus was dead. He had died 4 days. The dead came back to life because Jesus was called into the situation. So, who do you call? For instance, when you are sick, who do you call? You go to the doctor. You call the doctor for help. When you are faced with financial matters, what do? You go to the accountants or the bankers for help. But if you look at Jesus, if you look at God, you will understand why you need to call on him. They call his name El Shaddai, God Almighty. If you read Genesis 17 verse 1, you will see it. God Almighty. And when you talk about the Almighty, that means he's mighty. What exactly is it that is harassing you? There is a God that is Almighty, Almighty, mightier than every other thing. That is what Almighty means. So if you call God into that situation, you can be sure. He said, if you call me, I will answer. Then the Almighty can appear to that situation. They call him Elohim, mighty creator, mighty creator. What is it that he cannot recreate for you? Even if you want to create something, you want to create, and you've called on him, who told you that he cannot help you? He said, if you call on me, I will answer. He will help you to create. And then he can even create for you. They say you don't have a womb. The creator can create a womb. He created you. He created man in the first instance. They call him Adonai, Lord. If you read Jeremiah 32:27, it says, "Behold, I am the Lord, God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Nothing is hard. They call him Lord, Adonai. They call him Abba. That's Father. Abba, Father. Mark 14:36. Jesus called him Father. He called God Father. In Romans 8:15, he said, "By adoption, you too can call him Father." So, if you know, some people will tell you it's because they don't have a father, but you have a father in God. If you can call him, he will do what Father will do for you. Who said you don't have a father? They call him Father. And you know, as a father, you know what Father will do. Whatever is it, when we get into the mood of prayer, just go along and just flow and call on God to your situation. I can assure you there will be great miracles today in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be part of those who will share testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. They call him El Elyon, God Most High, God Most High. Read accounts of Genesis 14, 18 to 20. They call him El Suri, the rock, the rock. Psalm 18 verse 2, you read that one. You see, it's our refuge, our shelter from the storm of life. Since my God, my rock, cannot be shaken, my position in him cannot be shaken, and my ultimate well-being can never be threatened. What is it that is threatening you? The rock. And when you are with the rock, forget it. They cannot move him. Nobody can push the rock. You cannot be pushed as well. If you call him to that situation, he will appear. They call him El Nathan Nekamah, the God who avenges. He said, "Vengeance is mine." He said to us, "It's not for you to fight. I will fight your battle." Who are those people who have oppressed you? Call on God. God, I'm being oppressed. He will avenge. He will avenge for you. They call him El Agadol, the great God. The great God. Deuteronomy 10:17. Go read that one. They call him Jehovah Jireh. What is it? Is it finance? What exactly is it that you don't have? God will provide. That's Jehovah Jireh. They call him Jehovah Rapha or Rafika, the Lord who heals, our healer. Even the water that was barren, the water that was bitter, was healed. It can restore. That is the meaning of healing. Begin to look at your life and you will pick those areas where you are calling on him. So, in essence, if you are sick and you want to call on, you want to shout out, you want to call to someone, who do you call to? You call God the Rapha. When what you need is peace, you call God of peace. When you need to showcase God, people are embarrassing you enough, and you are asking God, "Show yourself strong in my life." You call Jehovah Nissi. So you can see that you know the name that you are going to call. You call that one who can take care of what you need. The Lord is my banner, Jehovah Nissi. They call him Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. He can give you peace. They call him Jehovah Sikenu, the Lord our righteousness. They call him Jehovah Roi, Jehovah Rohi, God our shepherd. And you know, if Jesus is your shepherd, you have everything you need. You need Psalm 23, say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." They call him Jehovah Ezra, my helper. If you need help, you call Jehovah Ezra. They call him Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. So you have a case, something is happening. They are harassing you, even if it's a court case, you can call on him today. Jehovah will be there. Before you get there, he's there. Those challenges, ask his God, he will be there. And when God is there, you can be sure situations will happen. Let us rise up. Let us rise up. Please, choir. Hasirebo Shanta. I've told you, brethren, he said, "Call on me. Call to me, I will answer you." He said, "Call me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you." He said it is a promise. He has given us that blank check. I want us to sing this song today. So as we sing it, You sing it in worship. You sing it, I mean, solemnly. When you keep singing, just keep singing, we keep repeating it. And then when you get to that, you know that it is time for you to key in and start to pray. Just continue to pray. I don't know when you are going to start your own prayer. Just key in.
Brethren, you can take any position now, because you are going to pray through today. You must pray until something happens. He is the one that has given us the blank check. He said, call on me. Call to me. I will answer you. Are you in trouble? What is it that is harassing you in life? He said, call me, I will deliver you. He said, I will deliver you. The Bible says, he is a healer. He will heal your situation. He will restore your situation. He is the healer. He is the provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Jehovah Jireh.
Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua.
Up my eyes to the hills.
Pray to God. Pray to God. If you are sick,
my help comes from the Lord.
He's your healer.
The Lord which made heaven and earth.
He can heal your womb. He can cover you.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep.
Are you confused?
Father, God is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shield upon thy right hand. Upon the hill, sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore.
Merciful unto you. If you have messed up, he's a merciful God. Have mercy. Maybe you have taken wrong decisions before. He's a merciful God. Today, call on him. Ask him for mercy. He said that we answer you. Today is the day of answer prayers. Oh, God, we answer our prayers. In the name of Jesus. Basuto yiriyakaba. Reketele bububu shalala. Even if you have been tormented by the devil, that boy will be thrown to fire. He was thrown to water. The thing was embarrassing him. But when he called on Jesus in the day of trouble, when they call on Jesus in the day of trouble, Jesus appeared. Jesus appeared. There was deliverance. There's deliverance in the house. There's deliverance in the house. There's deliverance in the house.